Neiman Marcus is just the latest American company to file for bankruptcy, as the Labor Department reported today that another 3.2 million Americans filed for unemployment last week.
That brings the total of jobless claims related to the pandemic to over 33 million. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, it's just millions more week after week. How long is this expected to go on?
Well, if you want to look on the bright side, the numbers have been coming down. I mean, these are, historically unforeseen numbers to have this many people in a month. You can go back to when we started keeping these numbers in 1948, and you've never seen anything like it. That said, they are going down. So when we were at the 6 million plus per week, there was some fear that that's all the state computer programs could handle and that it was going to be more than that. We are seeing them coming down. The question is, if you are adding half a million or a million even on a weekly basis, that means your unemployment number is nowhere close to settling. So when we get that brand new number tomorrow, which is going to be a big shock to the system, that's the monthly unemployment number for the month of April, we know that that's going to continue to go higher.
Well, and the question is, how temporary is this, and will these jobs come back? Uber yesterday laid off 14% of its worldwide staff. A day earlier, Airbnb cut 25%. Do you see these jobs coming back?
You know, it's going to be difficult because half of this is the stay-at-home orders and the spread of the infection, and half of it is psychology, right? This is a consumer-driven society. On one hand, one thing we're not seeing is an increase in public transportation. So people are driving more, but they're not getting into public transportation. So is Uber and things like that this halfway? Will people go to movie theaters? Will they go to malls? Will they go to sporting events? Will they get on airplanes? So we're not sure how people will behave. And for companies, they, in many cases, for their planning, for their buying and things like that, they have to plan a couple of quarters in advance. And what companies don't have is visibility into what is opening up look like. Is school going back into session? And will people shop again? They certainly can't predict to the last quarter of this year, but we can't even predict to the third quarter of this year. So I think for the time being, you will see more layoffs, not fewer. What we don't know is the first part of your question. What does a snapback look like? Certainly some parts of the economy will come back immediately, but we know that airplanes are capping the amount of people who'll be on the planes. We know that restaurants will have to leave space between people. So you're not going to see a complete snapback. The question is, how long before we get back to normal? What does normal even look like? And are we looking at a year, 2 years, or 5 years? And that's the great unknown.
And we're already seeing some of the effects of this, including people lining up at food banks around the country. Now, according to the Brookings Institution, one-fifth of young children are not getting enough to eat in America, according to their mothers. That's three times worse than was the case in the financial crisis in 2008. What are the concerns when it comes to hunger in America?
Well, let me just give you some numbers here. In addition to the ones that you've given me, there were, before coronavirus hit, 40 million people who are what you describe as food insecure in America, which means they don't stock enough food for the next day. Those might be people going to food banks. They may be people who are earning money on a daily basis, on a cash basis. So that was 40 million people out of 328 million people in the population. That's probably going to increase. And this continues to be a big concern because a lot of students got their meals at schools. Now, a lot of schools continue to serve meals sort of as a food bank even after school closed, but we don't know how that long that will continue for, and a lot of people don't go out to get it. So hunger in this country was a problem before coronavirus. It's now exacerbated, and children who are hungry, even if they're schooling at home, cannot get the education. We have scientific proof of that. So I think this is going to become something that is going to have to be a priority in terms of solving for people who are food insecure and hungry in America, especially children.
Well, and it's something Democrats are already talking about as they look forward to what could be another emergency relief package from Congress. What do we know about what might be in that and if something like that is forthcoming?
Yeah, so there are three things we're looking for. Emergency aid, including food aid and aid to people who don't get it. There are still people in America, because of the type of businesses they run or the type of jobs they hold, that didn't qualify for the rebate checks or the unemployment. A lot of people just don't work in businesses that do that. So we're going to be trying to look for the people who slipped through the cracks. We're going to be trying to look at things that can structurally change that aren't just on an emergency basis, like health care, like Medicare extensions, like people who are having to go back to work and getting sick, protections for those workers, for the meat plants. And we're seeing this with Amazon workers. But we're bumping up against ideology here with a number of people saying, you know what, the more you pay people not to work, the less likely they are to go to work. And that is a debate that's been going on for 250 years and is going to continue.
That is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thank you.
My pleasure.